This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. These days, Rialto Cinema's owner Kai Boyd isn't just shopping for films to show, he's shopping for a new theater, too. But finding the building that could become one isn't easy.
You have to have a certain amount of height. I think the minimum is 20 feet, and you have to have a fair amount of clear span. It can't be lots of narrow column bays. It's tricky to find, but it's interesting. I never knew there were so many empty buildings in Sonoma County. People have suggested things that I didn't even know existed.
An ideal new home would have more parking, bigger restrooms, and be closer to Highway 101, he adds, and that search is now down to a short list. Meanwhile, the Rialto Cinema's Lakeside will continue to operate at the Summerfield Road facility he's occupied for the past 10 years, until that current lease runs out at the end of August. After that, it's likely to be a while before the Rialto Mark II can open its doors.
You have to design the space. There's a permitting process. Then there's a bid process for the construction. And then there's the actual construction process. It's probably 12 to 18 months once you have a deal.
During that interval, Boyd hopes to find a part-time venue where he can continue to show the broadcast performances of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theatre of London. As he pursues these short and long-term needs, he's buoyed by the outpouring of public support that has met the news of the Rialto's lost lease, including the fan-created Save the Rialto Lakeside Facebook page that now boasts more than 4,000 friends. That's not just emotionally satisfying, Kai says, but helpful in business ways, too.
At the end of the day, real estate people and landlords are about numbers. Are you financially healthy? Can you pay your rent? Do you pay your rent on time? Are you a good tenant? And we're profitable. We have no debt at the moment. But all that outpouring of support speaks to people in a way that numbers on a balance sheet don't speak to them. It really puts a face behind the audience and gives people an understanding of how we have engaged with the community.
It's been nearly 2 months since Boyd learned that the venue he's operated since 2000 would soon be taken over by his primary local competitor. That hardball business move has angered many Rialto patrons and supporters, but Kai says it was, if nothing else, completely legal.
Our lease was with the master leaseholder for that entire Lakeside Center, which is David Cotting. His lease expires the end of August, the same time our lease expires. He could not legally tie the property owner, which is the Dugan Family Limited Partnership, to giving us an option to extend our lease. So legally, there's no recourse there. But was it moral? Was it ethical? Was it right? Those are different questions.
Rather than dwelling on such questions, Boyd insists his focus now is firmly on the future.
I'm not done. Just because someone doesn't want to lease a building to me, you know, fine. I will find another home. We will create a new and better Rialto, and it will be terrific.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.